The steady hand that the Bush administration has shown in Afghanistan has not so far been evident in planning for the next phase of the war against terrorism.
News analyst Daniel Shore.
In part, that is unavoidable. Action will dictate itself if Osama bin Laden or the Taliban's Mullah Omar escape to another country such as Somalia or Pakistan. In large part, though, it stems from disagreement within the administration about intervening in Iraq. In the New Yorker magazine, Seymour Hersh portrays a president struggling to reach a decision on a plan being evaluated by the Joint Chiefs of Staff. The plan calls for an armed insurrection organized by the opposition Iraqi National Congress, supported by American warplanes and special forces. Between the hawks and doves in the presidential camp, there appears to be consensus on only one issue. No further effort will be made to revive the inspection regime for weapons of mass destruction in Iraq, although Mr. Bush called on Iraq for precisely that last month on pain of unspecified consequences. But members of the anti-terrorist coalition are cool to intervention and inclined towards seeking renewal of inspection. This is particularly true of Russia, which threatens to become a problem since last Thursday's announcement of American withdrawal from the anti-ballistic missile treaty. This puts President Vladimir Putin in the position of having to demonstrate to the home folks that he is not an American pushover. As it happens, on that day, Thursday, Putin gave an extended interview to the London Financial Times. He opposed intervention in Iraq and urged a lifting of sanctions in return for Iraq's admitting United Nations observers. The Financial Times said that Putin found the idea of taking the war to Iraq horrifying to Russia, where Iraq is viewed more as a wayward friend than an enemy. Whatever the ABM pullout may have gained for a missile defense system still in great trouble, it certainly did not gain the kind of heartfelt support that Putin has so far shown for President Bush in the war against terrorism. Lacking a coherent coalition at home and abroad, Mr. Bush is taking his time deciding, after Afghanistan, what? This is Daniel Shore.